face over in the corner?
That is frightening.
Every student that comes in gets a head.
So it starts as that? Is start out as that? Mm-hmm. And then they have to mold it into something.
Yeah.
Do you ever have anyone that comes in that actually looks like that?
With not only do they have the Duck Dynasty thing going on, it's freshly like perm. And, like that's what Jesus would look like if he was around today and had access to all the modern conditioners.
Nice wave to it.
Right. And we're recording live today from Capri College on 53rd here in Davenport, and we're sitting here with Sarah Kisner, who is the admissions
director
for Capri College.
Yes.
And we've worked a lot with Sarah over the last year because we have started a Explorer post at Capri College. And Exploring is a program in the Boy Scouts that's more career specific. So it's building youth towards a career path. And a lot of ours in Scott County are emergency services base, police, fire, and we were really looking to branch out, and to Capri was looking to have a post, and so it was a great partnership, and I think that we've made a good partnership here with Capri, a good friendship.
Most definitely.
And, and so we're excited to be talking to Sarah today.
Welcome.
Well, thanks. I'm excited to be here. Excited to talk to you guys.
So, since we introduced what an Exploring post is and that we have one here currently, what is it that you guys offer through our Exploring post here for all of the youth that we have?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great way for the students, like you said, to step into a career that they're interested in. So one of our instructors took charge with planning out different classes each month. So focusing on beauty, wellness, skincare, makeup, hair care, pedicuring and manicuring. So really trying to get a feel for all four of the programs that we offer at Capri, for them to do some hands-on and learning about the industry.
And that's why I think when I think of Capri, I think hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so can you go over, so there's a lot more offered here than just hair.
Definitely. We have four programs, cosmetology, which focuses on hair, and then your basic spa treatments. Aesthetics, which is more skincare and makeup. Massage therapy, which is pretty self-explanatory, and then nail technology. So, four different programs.
And so, Capri is a school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a school here.
Yeah.
Now, so it's basically a college.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a college. Not basically like a college. It is a college.
Yeah, definitely. we are a college. We've been around for almost 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah. We actually have three other locations. We're also in Cedar Rapids, Dubuque, and Waterloo. So.
Wow.
How many students do you serve here at the Davenport location? Do you know about?
Yeah, on average, we probably have around 125, 150 at a time. And we're not like a traditional college. We actually have several start dates a year. It's not always a fall start. So for cosmetology, there's 5 start dates a year, and then the other programs have a few a year, too. So we always have new classes coming through.
How long is the typical path from start to graduation?
Mm-hmm. For cosmetology, it's 15 months. Massage therapy and aesthetics is about 7 months, and then nail tech is only 4 months. And the students are pretty much full-time. It's kind of like a job for them. You know, cosmetology is here almost 40 hours a week. Aesthetics and massage more around 30. So it's definitely a full-time commitment, and they go straight through. So they don't really have many breaks or anything like that.
So if Ian and I were looking to get a master's, could we get one in nail tech?
You could get a college diploma in nail tech, but...
Only 4 months.
So you get...
How long? 4 months?
Yeah, 4 months. Yeah, like 16 weeks.
Not a bad idea.
Yes.
To get a little bit of... Yeah, but you have a daughter. You have two...
Oh,
you'll have two daughters.
I remember
that. That would be cool dad material.
Here's what I'll do. I'll take the price list that she has here in front of her. And then I'll just pay for them to get their names.
Hey, there you go. We'd be happy to do it.
Because I don't want to give Capri the business, right?
Well, we'll bring it back to you said that this is basically, when you're a student here, basically this is your job.
Mm-hmm.
And now I come here and get my hair cut.
Yes.
And I have been after we started the post here. And So what are some of, say I had a son, like most of our listeners do, what would the normal haircut price be?
Yeah, on average a haircut's $8 or $9, so super inexpensive. We always have specials every month, so there might be a haircut special going on. But with a designer, so more of a beginner student, it's $8, and then an advanced designer is $9, so can't really beat that.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
And our instructors are always close by, so they're always making sure the students are doing a good job with their service and giving the client what they want. So, yeah, so you'll leave satisfied and happy with your haircut.
Yeah, and that's, and you know that you get a good haircut because you get a second look.
Yeah.
You know, you have someone that comes, the professor or...
Instructor.
They come and they make sure that it's good and that they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. So now, I know that there's summer programs that are offered by Capri for youth, right?
Yeah, definitely. we actually have a Capri camp that's going on. This will be... I think our third year doing it. We had done it in years past and then brought it back, and we've had a lot of success with it. This year, it's June 9th through 13th, and it's for students who have completed grades 3rd through 7th. So it's a day camp, so it's 5 days a week during that week, and we give you a camp shirt, some lunches, some snacks, and there's always a an activity along with learning something about the industry, whether it's, like I said, hair care, skin care, even etiquette, health, you know, all those things kind of go tie into the health and beauty industry. So,
what are the ages on that?
Completed grades 3rd through 7th. So is 3rd like 10?
9.
Yep.
It'll be 10 in 4th grade, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. That's a good week to have a day camp.
Yeah, definitely.
That's when ours is.
Oh, really? Darn it.
But that's okay.
But the good thing is...
they might have a little brother or sister, maybe. Yeah.
You know, because they'll be a great place.
Absolutely.
If you are a den walker and you're bringing your son out to camp, this is a great opportunity for... all the siblings to come out and come to Capri.
Is it all day long? Is it full day?
It's 9 to 4.
Yeah, that's...
That's perfect timing. See, I told you this is a great partnership. Great partnership here
that's
at
funny.
Capri.
Well, there's also one in Dubuque and Cedar Rapids that are different dates, so maybe if you want to travel to them, so it doesn't overlap.
Nobody wants to go to Dubuque. So, Sarah, how did you get to the place you are now? How did you get to be the admissions person at Capri?
Yeah, well, I graduated with a public relations and communications degree from Monmouth College, and I started a job in a cube that I just hated, and my friend Alex, who I went to high school with, she was originally the admissions director, told me about an admissions rep position opening, and I was like, yeah, I'll give it a whirl. I love working with people, and definitely a feel-good job where I get to help enroll students, and the health and beauty industry is a blast. You know, it's always changing. There's always new things, and we're really helping students with a passion to, you know, start a career in something they love to do. So, so I've been here for almost 3.5 years now.
Wow. Good deal.
Yeah.
That's why I like the slogan of Capri is do what you love.
That's right. Very true statement.
Like, that's such an awesome saying because that's what everybody's slogan should be.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if you're not doing what you love, then...
You're doing something wrong.
You're doing something wrong.
For sure.
You need to find what you love and start doing
it. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Well, each week we have 3 questions that we ask our guests.
Okay.
And the first is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Oh, that's easy. The Blacklist.
The Blacklist.
Do you guys watch that?
I don't, but my brother-in-law and sister-in-law swear by it. Start now. I have to go back and I have to start from the beginning. It's like one of those shows that goes in chronological order, right?
For sure. You can't really start. And it just started last fall, so they're wrapping up their second season.
Yeah, tonight's the finale, right?
I know.
Such
a fun... And I'm usually not... I'm usually like a chick flick, like comedy, and then I got into the show, and I'm obsessed with it.
I was watching The Blacklist, and then about Christmas time, I stopped.
Oh, did you?
I stopped because I kind of lost interest in it.
You should. Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. But it seems like every show I stopped at that time, everyone now is like, you got to start watching again. So I stopped watching S.H.I.E.L.D. There was that S.H.I.E.L.D. show on ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stopped watching that, and everyone's like, oh, it got better after that.
this stopped. This second season, like from January to now, it's gotten good. So
and that's
you'll have to catch up and watch. Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be on Netflix.
Yeah,
yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm banking on. Our next question is, if you could have any profession, anything, and even if your boss is listening,
okay,
you can answer this completely honestly.
Okay.
Anything that you would want to be, what would it be?
Well, any career. I guess from a standpoint that's probably a little unrealistic, I'd love to be a professional soccer player.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I played from kindergarten through college. I love it.
So you're fighting Scott?
Yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah. I love the bagpipes. But I would love...
thinking about scholarships for that.
Yeah, yeah, right?
If you play the bagpipes, you get a scholarship.
Yeah, we had a lot of people from Canada come in to go to school and get a free ride. But that would be kind of a cool thing that I feel like anyone would say if they could do something
that's cool.
They love, you know. Otherwise, marketing for the Chicago Cubs. I love the Cubs, and I think it'd be so much fun to do PR and marketing for them. And
awesome.
Yeah. That's even cool. Though I don't know if I could live in Chicago, but...
You think you could?
But it might be something cool for, I don't know, a short time or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd have to live in Chicago to...
I guess, yeah, you might. Maybe the suburbs or something.
That's probably the place to be if you're going to live in Chicago, is live out in the suburbs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because then you can at least be like, I'm not part of Chicago. Like, I'm close enough. But if someone asks you, just be like, I live in Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah. There you go. I don't have to explain anything more than that.
I couldn't handle the traffic.
Last question. If you could meet anyone, fictional, alive, dead, and have supper with them, who would it be and what would you eat?
Who would it be and what would I eat? Mexican food is what I would have because I love Mexican food and margaritas. Who would I eat dinner with?
Yeah.
I love music. It would be really cool to have dinner with one of the Beatles, maybe John Lennon.
Oh, nice.
Just kind of rack their brain and ask them some things.
Ask them how they just kicked off.
How they revolutionized music.
Yeah. Basically how we listen to music.
And their lyric thought process and everything.
So is John your favorite Beatle?
Him or George?
Yeah, George is my favorite.
George Harrison.
Andy was baiting you there. He wanted you to say George.
George is my favorite Beatle. Because I've always said that Beatles songs are like Seinfeld episodes. You can never say, like, that's my favorite one.
That's true.
You can never have a favorite.
There's so many.
Though,
I don't know if I've ever said I have a favorite Beatles song.
Though my favorite may be My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Mine too! Eleanor Rigby's
good, yeah.
Those are mine too? Yep. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just went back on what we just said. We said that we could never pick a favorite. You guys just
Eleanor Rigby. I could go on.
Because I've also heard performances of, like, I've heard performances of, like, Lady Madonna that'll blow your socks off. You know what I mean? Where it's songs that you don't really think about. But yeah.
Did you guys go down to... You remember when they had that Beatles tribute down right by the river, by the band shell? Did you guys go to that? That was, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
I went to one that was at the Isle and the convention
center.
Was that
pretty cool?
There. That was cool, yeah. I was, like, the only one under 50 there, but...
This was, like, You could pay $10 and watch four guys sing Beatles songs, or you could just buy an album and listen to the real Beatles.
This was, I'm pretty sure they teamed up with the Quad City Symphony, and they did...
Oh, see, that would be cool.
That's
they
cool.
did, oh, like, yeah. renditions of it. It was really
that
cool.
Would be
it was
neat.
So do you have a favorite Beatles album?
I don't know if I have a favorite.
So that's
album.
That might even be a harder question than the song.
Yeah, because there's so many songs.
I love it when they were transitioning. So I love Help, Rubber Soul, like those in
Revolver.
There, where it was kind of a transition from the old stuff to the older Beatles. You know what I mean? Like the younger Beatles to the older Beatles.
Cool.
No, I think we could talk about Beatles stuff all day long.
I know.
One last thing. Have you ever seen Beatles Love in Vegas?
You know, I'm going to be in Vegas. I've been
to
Vegas
gosh,
at the same time as Beatles Love there, but we didn't get to go. I have seen the documentary about how they made it. Yeah. I think I have that on DVD, but I will be in Vegas before the end of this year, and that's my plan.
It's the coolest thing ever. That's pretty cool. Oh, it's so cool. Yes.
Yeah, and I have the soundtrack.
Dude. Right.
And I have it, like, pretty... And I know I've made Ian listen to the soundtrack.
It's good.
Because I'll have it in my car, I'll be like, we gotta listen to this song.
Yeah, it's neat. It's really cool.
Oh. Well, good. Oh, well, thanks for coming, you know, and spending some time.
Got a little sidetracked.
Yeah, that's all right. Is there anything, Sarah, that you have that maybe we didn't cover that you'd want our audience to hear about? Even your website, or, you know, how to contact, or a phone number, or an email or something?
CapriCollege.edu is our website. We do have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. So we are a full-service student salon and spa, so not only do we offer, you know, college programs, but we're also open to the public to get services done. And I guess if anyone's interested in learning more about signing up for school or the programs, you'd come see me. So I'd be happy to show the students around the school, give them more information about the program, and even get them signed up and start school with us. So,
right. I've always wanted to learn how to shave with a straight razor. Oh. Is that something that you offer?
That is the one thing that we don't teach that you would have to go to a barbering school to teach.
Your insurance policy doesn't cover that?
There's some law where it's kind of a... That's the one thing we don't teach.
Oh, well, another week where I not get to use that razor. Hey, well, Sarah, thank you very much for being with us today. Yes. I know Ian and I are going to go down and get our... Not only are we going to get our hair cut... There's a good chance we might get our nails done.
All right. So,
not that good of a chance.
Hey, you guys need to have clean fingernails and toenails, too. And we'll that could be a turnoff.
And we'll have an accent nail. We'll have the accent nail.
Just
done.
Like mine.
Right? Hey, yeah. Hey, well, sir, thank you very much, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.